This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to tee it high and let it fly. On the Tee, Florida.
You're playing golf and you're going to like it.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the 19th Hole Studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
How about a brisket?
Bringing you the week's coverage of all things golf. From the PGA and LPGA to the WNCA and LIV.
We're waiting.
And now.
Your Honor.
Let's tee off with two pros and a hack. PGA professionals John Rager and Bill Buttner, and your host Mike Rickard, along with the entertainment squad, a colorful cast of characters.
You want to make $14 the hard way?
Now, everyone back up. Here's Mike Rickard.
On the Tee, Florida, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios on a bit of a chilly, kind of a dreary day down here in St. Pete, and I know it is across the country. I'm not complaining. As I talk to my kids in Denver and Chicago and Des Moines, Iowa, I can assure you that. I'm Mike Rickard, across from Bill Buttner, John Rager, of course, up there on St. Augustine Beach. The beauty of it, we really are talking serious golf today without the entertainment squad here.
Yeah, the entertainment squad is not put in their little 2 cents.
Which is good, and it's entertaining, but it's appropriate because you've got the first event of the Champions, the first event of the LPGA, and now the third event of the PGA Tour, and they're all this weekend available on television, two of them later in the day, so plenty to watch, as John Rager said in the opening. We're brought to you by our good friends at Ice Pick Vodka, Sea Dogs Brewery, Shipyard Brewing, and, of course, Michelob Ultra. And we've got a couple new sponsors just sitting on the cusp of coming on board. I can't wait to make an announcement on them. By the way, Jeremy Friedman was going to be in this next segment, and he is the media director down there at the Chubb Classic in Naples, and that's the February 12th to the 18th that week, and we'll be going down there. But next week, right down south here at in Bradenton, the LPGA stops again, and it's the Drive On Championship. So a lot of golf in LPGA golf in Florida this month, John Rager.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's not quite the Florida swing yet for the PGA Tour, but you do have LPGA events and Champion Tour events getting off the ground. This is a wonderful time in Florida, not only for golf, but sports in general, because you have baseball spring training coming up. You've got, obviously, the golf tours, and pretty soon you'll have the Daytona 500. So there's a lot of things going on in Florida the next couple of months, especially in the world of golf, and looking forward to the Champions Tour returning to Florida, down to Naples, the Chubb Classic. And, Mike, I think you're going to sneak down there.
I'm absolutely sneaking down there. You know, you're talking about all these things taking place, and I saw a piece today, I believe it was on Fox 13, the Fox television affiliate here down in Tampa, St. Pete, and it was about the sports and the impact it's having in this area. You know, with Final Fours, we had the volleyball, and I just had a playoff game with the Tampa Bay Bucks against the Eagles. Spring training, as you mentioned, John, opens up in 26 days, catchers and pitchers report. You've got this, you know, handful of great golf tournaments all within driving distance. The Lightning are still within striking distance of the playoffs, and the wild card looking outside looking in. But everybody's involved, and the economic impact. You know, everybody thinks of sun and sand when they come here, but we've got sun, sand, and sports, and it's pretty cool to be living here. Even though I'm sure you'd rather be in North Carolina.
It'd be nice to be in North Carolina, but I can always turn the TV on and watch another
video. Exactly.
But I am excited about Monday.
Yeah, Monday. Tell the audience what you're doing with First Tee. I think that is a cool deal.
Yeah, Brittany Lincecum, who is a product of the First Tee, St. Pete, is hosting the Brittany and Friends event, which is a great fundraiser for the First Tee. She's invited many of her LPGA players to come help her, and they all show up.
Well, they're all in the neighborhood.
They're all in the neighborhood. That's exactly right. So we play a shamble, scrambles kind of a thing. So one of the...
Where are you at?
We're at Pasadena.
That's what I thought.
Pasadena Yacht Country Club, and that's where Brittany lives. So, getting excited about playing. I've got a girl from UVA who's going to be my partner. So hopefully she can drive the ball straight because I'm going to need a driver of the golf ball with my hip.
You're a one-hip man.
I'm a one-hip man. Hey, get me inside 100. That's what I need to be.
Hey, you live on Pasadena.
I live right on.
Barry Smith lives there. Why has Brittany not been on this show?
Have we not invited her? I was with her yesterday.
I'm a stranger, pal. You're the one that's got all these tentacles in the golf world. What do you think? I'm going to knock on her door? Hey, I know Bill Butner.
That's all you need to say. That's all you need to say.
Yeah, well, that's probably true since you do have a close relationship. But you need to get her on this broadcast. That's your job in February.
All right.
We'll talk first tee.
Hey, just while we're talking about Brittany, for our listeners out there, to make sure they understand who she is and the significance she's had in the world of golf as a player, she's won two LPGA major championships. She won the Chevron Championship, which used to be called the Dinosaur Nabisco, which was the first women's major out there as far as the modern LPGA Tour, but she won that twice. And she's had many top 10 finishes in the Women's PGA Championship, the Women's Open, Women's British Open, Evian Championship, and she's had eight titles total out there on the LPGA Tour. So she's in her late 30s now. She has a couple daughters, and she is a force to be reckoned with out on the LPGA Tour, and it's glad to see her give back to the community that gave her start.
Well, she actually, she and her husband used to get their teeth done where my girlfriend was a hygienist. And she said, just the nicest person on the planet. I think he was a tennis player.
He's a long drive champion.
Oh, was he?
Yep. He's a long drive champion, still hits it.
Can you imagine those little girls? Oh, my God, they're going to be something else.
I was going to say, they've already started with the first tee.
Have they? And Rick just does a superb job. We've had him on, and we were going to have Kenny Betts on today, but he's feeling a little under the weather. But, yeah, bravo. That's going to be a great event.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Hopefully we got the weather to cooperate.
You
got to
suck it up. Here we go. You can't go on the IR.
Oh, well, give me some
You
good
are
weather.
On the IR. We're trying to pull you off the IR. We'll have to get you some of those gummies, dummies, whatever they are.
There we go.
No, we got to get Patty out there, the cut
that's
girl.
That's a whole different story.
Feeding you. Champa Bays, anytime you get a sharp pain, she'll have a cocktail in front of you.
Wow, what a great thought.
I'll get you a handle to take and you stick it in the cart, and we'll get you some a little cranberry juice, and you'll be set, buddy.
Yeah,
I got it figured out already.
I was fortunate enough to be paired with Brittany 1 year, and we won it, and unfortunately it was a little unfair, I thought, because we really won it. We dominated and won by about like 7 or 8.
You two paired up?
I was going to say, and it was a shambles, so we'd hit tee shots, and then we'd play from there.
That's stacking the deck.
But that's the way
my... Are you proud of that?
I am excited to play with Brittany
anytime. I'm just kidding. You just slaughtered everybody. I tell you what, when you take a look at the scores out there in Palm Springs right now, Have you looked at that leaderboard lately, John? They are tearing that course up day one. Holy moly.
Oh, absolutely. They tear that course up. You know, hey, don't shame Bill into just because he picked the best player in the field. I remember playing with a young man named Christian Blanchett who went on to an acting career in New York, but his little brother's out there playing on the PGA Tour, the Blanchett brothers from Gainesville. So I'm playing in this pro with Christian, right? And Christian goes out. And he and I win the pro by like 5 shots. You know, we shot 61, all right? Well, little did anybody know that Christian shot 62. I just happened to have one birdie that he didn't cut me on because I think he hit it out of bounds on a par 5 or something, and that was it. But still, a win's a win, Bill. So no matter how good your partner is and how good they play, if it wasn't for you, she would never won that.
No. She couldn't have done it by herself. It was a two-ball deal, and we just... Yeah. We just did the pinging and ponging and did some great things.
Pinging and ponging.
Yeah.
Did she go to high school around here?
She did. She was up in Seminole.
Was she?
Yeah. She was a product of this area big time.
Really? Well, it's great to see her. She's still back in the community and giving back to First Tee. I love that story. So you got a leaderboard up there, Mr. Butler?
Well, I was going to say, you can look at the golf course that Zach obviously is leading at 10 under, but he's La Quinta. NT. I'm trying to think what NT would be.
North Track? I don't know.
No, it's Nicholas Nicholas something, maybe. But there's three golf courses listed, and they're all 8 under or better. I mean, it's all the golf courses are there to be had, and they're all there to make birdies. And so, I mean, it's a shootout from the start. You really, similar to what the initial PGA Tour event was, it's not a 6 under is going to win this thing. It's a 7 under a day at least.
Well, I am very proud of Zach sitting at 10 under. But if you take a look at this field, fellas, it's not watered down. Scotty Scheffler, the world's number one's in it. Patrick Cantlay, Xander Schauffele, Wyndham Clark, JT, Justin Thomas, who needs to make a statement this year. Tony Finau, Will Zalatoris on the comeback trail. Sungjae Im, who's had success of late. Ricky Fowler, who had a superb year last year. Jason Day. You take a look at it. This is not a watered down field that Zach's leading in right now.
And the golf courses.
Just to answer your question, Bill. Here's the three courses: La Quinta Country Club,
Pete Dye Stadium,
the PGA West course. They call that the Nicklaus Tournament course. That's why it's called NT. You know, why could they just call it PW or something like that, right? And yeah, the Pete Dye Stadium course. So those are the three courses they're playing.
And the three courses they're playing are all listed in 8 under or better. So
really,
even the stadium golf course can be had. It's nothing that they can't conquer with a, you know, 65 or better.
Hey,
before our next guest, do we have time for a quick story about PJ West?
Absolutely, we got about 3 minutes. They're driving down to the show from Wisconsin, so they may not even be out of the state of Wisconsin yet.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I remember the first time I played PJ West. We were out there for a PJ of America meeting, a national meeting, and we were able to play PJ West. We snuck out to play. And we didn't realize that, about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, that sun goes down behind those mountains. It starts getting dark pretty quickly. And this is like late November. So we're out there, and we're playing. And I'm playing with a local club pro who's been retired now, Nate Gilgonsalves. He was the head pro at Palmasia for 35 years. Really good player, played on the PGA Tour, and probably one of the most consummate club pros you'll ever meet out there. And so we're out there with our wives playing golf, and it's getting dark about 4:30. Well, the one hole that you want to play at PGA West is that 17th hole. They used to have the Skins game. That used to be held right after, it was like the Friday after Thanksgiving every year. That was like one of the first big televised golf exhibitions. So they would play.
Great event. I love that.
And that 17th hole, Lee Trevino made it a hole-in-one on it. So it's a famous hole. It's like 17 at TPC Sawgrass. You got to play it. It's a big island green surrounded by rocks and everything. Well, we're on the 14th hole, and it's dark. All right, so we decided, you know what, if there's a full moon and we can see it good enough, we can play. So we kept playing. So we figured, because we are gonna hit a shot on 17. We figured we got to get to 17. We got to hit a shot. Even if it's dark and everything, we get to 17. There's 4 groups on the tee waiting to play. It's a 4-group backup, and it's been dark for an hour. Everybody wanted to hit a shot on that hole.
Under the moonlight.
So what we did, we saw the group in front of us, one of the groups in front of us leave the green. Well, they had the tips, and the tips is like 225, 30 yards over the water. So we just went ahead and teed off from the tips. And then we just drove right around them into the clubhouse, so because we didn't want to get embarrassed like we cut in front of 4 groups. So we get into the clubhouse, and we are now really embarrassed for the cart guys. We all give them a couple extra bucks for tips on them. We say, we're so sorry for being out there, an hour beyond dark. And the cart guy said, you know what, you're not the last one in off the golf course, and this happens all the time. So PJ West, you got to play that 17th hole, but make sure you got a full moon. Because if you don't, you might drive your golf cart into the water that's surrounding the green.
Very, very cool story. Hey, by the way, before we talk to David Swan from Pure Golf, I want to applaud you on getting us Clemmie Perry today. We'll talk to her more often. And then after we talk to David, I want some stories from the PGA show, personal stories yourself that you want to share. And, of course, you, John. And then we'll break down the 4 tournaments to watch this weekend on the PGA, LPGA, Champions, and, of course, over there in the desert at the Dubai. Right now, though, it's going to be it's called Packer Talk, Green Bay Packer Conversation.
I'll go to sleep.
You'll go to sleep? You're going to listen, and you're going to like it, young man. Anyway, He's David Swan from Pure Golf. He's on his way down to the PGA show, which is a great showcase for gentlemen like this that took their passion and created a product that that helps the golfers. And of course, you have heard of this product, Bill Buttner. So I'm looking at the website, and he's kind enough to take time to join us as he travels down to get out of the frozen tundra of Lambeau and northern Wisconsin to come down here to the Sunshine State. How are you, David?
We are great. We're just driving through the snowy cornfields of Illinois.
I don't want to have a comment on that, do I?
Oh, he said Illinois. He didn't say Iowa.
It's the same deal. Trust me. You go from anywhere to anywhere, it's cornfield.
What do you know about it, North Carolina? Yeah, David, you don't know what I go through. Defending the Midwest and my home state, Iowa, and I always throw Wisconsin in there because of my love and affinity for the Packers. But leave Illinois. My daughter lives in Chicago. Leave Illinois alone. Anyway.
Okay.
So you're driving this direction, and you'll be at the show for the week. It's got to be a great opportunity for manufacturers, vendors like you to showcase what you have designed, and it looks like you continue to perfect this this product.
Yeah, there's really nothing like it in the world. So the show is a great opportunity for us to showcase what we've done.
What year did you? Let's go back and let's talk about how you came up with this brainchild of yours. What were you in the golf industry? Were you a frustrated golfer that needed some kind of a tool for your putting to lower your handicap? What was the motivation behind Pure Golf and working so hard and passionately and pouring your savings and your soul into this thing?
A great question. So my background is I used to be a basketball coach, and about 5 years ago, my handicap had ballooned to about 24, and all my friends who are scratches were tired of playing with me, so I went out and got a very good teacher, a guy that was Minnesota Teacher of the Year, Joe Gruppner, and our first invention was we have a product called Pure Align, and it's basically alignment sticks on steroids. And after that, I woke up probably, it was a little less than 5 years ago, in the middle of the night, and I started sketching out this putting trainer. And I'm really not quite sure why. And so for 5 years, we have been focused on building one system that I don't care what your putting philosophy is or your beliefs, you can manipulate and set up this system to reinforce what you believe. So we're not really here to tell you how you should putt, even though I have some pretty strong feelings on that, but it is the most comprehensive and precise putting trainer that has ever been built.
Well, I'm going to throw the questions now to the pros, the guys that do give input, and that'll be John Rager and Bill Buttner. So take it away, John.
Well, actually, Dave, is this your first trip to the PGA show for Pure Golf?
No, we were down there last year with what we thought was our near-completed prototype, and that was probably 100 revisions ago. So we made our soft debut last year, and the reception was just fantastic, but there were guys going, hey, this is great, but what if you could do this and this and this? So we just kept innovating and designing and researching, and you know, I never know if we're done. We're pretty close to done, so we will be delivering product, I would guess, mid-February. We're taking orders right now.
Well, how much does it cost?
The system, so we have the Truth Trainer, which is the main system, and then we have a little cousin, which we call the Prepare, which is more for just pre-round warm-up. The Truth Trainer is $219, the Prepare is $145, and we are selling them in bundle packages at a significant discount. I mean, we are certainly at the upper end of the price point, but I think when people see what what this thing does and the accuracy of it, the simplicity of using it, we have had no one balk at the price.
Well, that makes sense. And I noticed that, you know, one of the things that happens with golf teachers and PGA golf professionals, you're always looking for something that really helps the students. And it seems like half the time my students would start buying all the training aids that I would use to help them with. So do you have any type of program out there that you encourage golf professionals to either stock in the shop or try to sell them to the consumer, or are you all total just direct to a consumer?
No, absolutely. We have affiliate and ambassador programs. We have probably 100 coaches part of our ambassador program just already without even publicizing it. And unfortunately, our website was supposed to be, we're going through a major makeover. It was supposed to be done yesterday, and it's not. But if any of your listeners or if there are PGA teachers out there interested, we would give your listeners, if they want to purchase, 30% off. And they could email us, if it's okay if I gave out the email address.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's Tim@PUR.golf. So our website is very unique. It's not .com. It's PUR.golf.
Even I can remember that.
Good thing is a member, Bester.
Yeah, exactly. So how had you heard of it, Bill Butner?
Well, I mean, it's frustrating to me because back in the day, my day, you took three golf balls out of the sleeve and you hit putts, and that's all you did. You didn't put lines on the ball. You didn't put lines. I mean, you might have put lines on the ground, but there was nothing that was an aid to help you visually, nothing to help you mechanically. It was just truly creating your own stroke and reproducing it. And nowadays, you have alignment tools left and right. You've got pure rollers. You've got like the machine he has here, or the, I'm not sure what, I guess I'll say the product he has here, is nothing more than just helping everybody align the eyes better, align the ball better, get the stroke better. I mean, just everything about all the things that you want to do in a basic putting motion is there.
And really, when we set out to do this, we spent months. And I bought every putting trainer there was at the time in the world. We looked at all the drills, the chalk line drills, the string drills, the, you know, putting two tees down on the ground. And we looked at all these things and what their one singular purpose was. And we tried to build one machine, one system that does all of those things. And that's what has taken 5 years, because it, you know, it is not simple. I mean, we have the only adjustable arc trainer in the world that you can literally adjust to your putter lie. And that is like an accessory that comes with the system that's maybe 1/20th of the importance. But that singular fact alone, no one in the world has that. And it's just kind of an accessory that comes with it. So we have literally tried to take everything, every drill, and say, okay, how can we make this more accurate? How can we make it easier to use no matter what your putting stroke?
And obviously the biggest key I see with all these drills and everything is starting the ball on your line. That is
right.
The main challenge. How do you start a golf ball rolling on the line you want? And that's in essence what these things do, is they really train you as well as your putter to work on the line that you want the ball to roll on. And it's phenomenal. I can become a good putter today.
You think even a hack like me, this could help?
It could even help you.
Well, I'm a treasure in the trash as far as
you're trash to treasure.
As far as you're concerned. Well,
hey, this product, it really caught the attention of the golf world. There was an article last year on PGA.com by Ryan Adams, from the eyes of a golf expert, three items you need this season. And, you know, Pure Putting System was on there. And it was interesting where you guys were at Demo Day last year, and it was called at Demo Day the Swiss Army Knife of putting trainers. So that's that's quite a compliment out there. So looking forward to you being at the show this year, and looks like you got that from a user standpoint, a lot of momentum. So hopefully you'll be able to convert a lot of sales this year at the show.
Yeah, it's been a tremendous journey, and if I can just share one short story. So probably 3.5 years ago, the gentleman shall remain nameless. He had played in the Ryder Cup, and kind of towards the end of his career, and I happened to meet him, and he was using, prototype, but it was still basically the same concept. And we have truth gates that dangle down that give you immediate feedback if you pushed or pulled your putt, and you can adjust how far they are apart, how far you are to, it can literally be adjusted from 5 degrees of clearance down to 1/5 of a degree of clearance. And he kept hitting the gates, like literally he couldn't get it through. And he kind of looked at me and he said, "This is ridiculous. Your machine doesn't work. Like, I can't be this bad a putter." And I looked at him and I said, "No, you're a really bad putter." And then he paused and he goes, "Yeah, you're probably right."
Well, I at least I liked that you had the kahunas to just to tell a Ryder Cup participant that he sucked, basically. And
right.
And he probably respected it. That's just that Wisconsin in you up north. Are you from Wisconsin originally?
Yes. Yeah, I was born in Madison, and then we live way up in the hinterland, about 80 miles south of Lake Superior. So we are truly up in the frozen tundra.
Well, where did you coach basketball at prior to this venture?
Well, I coached at a bunch of small colleges, Division III in Lake Forest, in Northland College, and St. Olaf, in Newberry River Falls. And then I coached a very, very good pro team in Norway for 7 years, which was fantastic. And then I, at 35, I just was burnt out, and I was never, ever home. And quite bluntly, I was not the most happy, wonderful person, I think, to be around in my family. I was working all the time. And I promised my wife and kids I was done. And started new ventures in my life. So I miss the competition, but it's a tough life if you want to win.
Now that you have the portal, it's a whole different ballgame.
Oh, I cannot imagine. I can't. I have friends who are still coaching, and I just can't imagine trying to build a team.
I just retired last year, and the timing was right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a new world, and it's given the players more power, and I think in many ways that's good, but it also kind of, I don't think there's a college athlete, now we're really off subject, but at any time who hasn't sat in his dorm room and gone, "Man, I want to get out of here," right? That's just part of growing and all of those things, and now they sit down and they're like, "Man, I want to get out of here," and they just leave. And I don't think that's possible.
They just make a phone call and they're up and running within the same semester. All right. Well, we get off a topic a lot here on the team.
Yes.
Because you got me the hack that drives the traffic for a portion of the show, and we're going to drive the traffic on the topic of our Green Bay Packers.
Okay, not corn though. Not corn.
No, we're not talking corn. Okay, from Wisconsin. You know what Wisconsin's known for?
Cheese, all right.
Cheese, very good, very cheese. Good. Dairy
all right.
Yeah, I tell you what, they think that the earth ended at North Carolina and the Florida state line down here, David. Anyway, let's talk about the Packers and just the joy that state didn't anticipate after the loss of Rodgers and Brett Favre, and they probably thought it was going to be years of misery before we get back in the playoffs. I bet just across the board, the entire state's just giddy.
Oh, yeah, and especially when you looked a couple months ago when we were really struggling. But it's a strange game, right? I mean, look at the Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, 2 months ago, they were like, "Hey, they're going to win the Super Bowl." And last week, they were one of the worst football teams I've ever seen. So the Packers are definitely hot and have mojo.
Yeah, well, we're in Tampa Bay, so you know the joy down here as well.
Right.
Ecstatic about what happened to the Eagles the other night. Now we got to go up to Detroit, but that's another story in itself. Well, I tell you what, I appreciate you guys reaching out to us. I'll swing by and introduce myself next Wednesday at the show. And,
yeah,
well, and you know, I thank Bill Butner.
I'll be at the show. We'll be seeing you.
Yeah, so we'll look forward to the conversation.
Dave, I'll see you Friday at the show. I'm going to go Friday, so I'm going to definitely stop by and explain to you how my putting stroke's pure and the trainer doesn't work. I'll have to take the page out of the Ryder Cup player, but I'm sure that I'm looking forward to testing this thing out because I'm in dire need of putting stroke correction.
Excellent. And if you know any of your listeners are there, we are doing a fantastic putting contest with the first tee. It's $5. All the money goes to the first tee, and we have $8,000 in prizes donated from all sorts of golf companies. So it'd be a great way to test and see how good you are.
That's a cheap entry fee, $5. I mean, $5 is a third of the price of a Mick Ultra beer at the PJ show. So
maybe a fourth.
Yeah, we're big friends of on the tee down. I mean, first tee at on the tee, Florida. In fact, Bill will be in a fundraiser on Monday playing for the first tee. So your heart's in the right direction, and we look forward to meeting you. Safe travels. How far are you going to try to get to tonight?
Well, our goal is to get someplace warm and play some golf, so we might hoof it straight through the night.
Miami?
Yeah, I was going to say, you might have to grab a boat and head to the Bahamas right now because
Bill's not kidding. Right now in Florida, we have all four seasons. You know, we have freezing temperatures, and then, you know, we have spring, summer, and fall going on in Florida all at one time.
Yeah, well,
it's hard to fathom this, but it was literally 40 below wind chill a couple days ago. And you haven't felt cold, so you feel that.
Well, I've felt it, and you can't explain it to people around here.
No.
36 inches of snow in Des Moines, Iowa, where my son lives.
I mean, even 40 below, that's not even, you can't even go into the meat freezer at Outback Steakhouse and get the 40 below.
No, you cannot.
All right, David, safe travels. Look forward to meeting you. He's David Swan. He's the he's the man behind the plan for Pure Golf. How do people find you again? Your website that's in the development?
P-U-R, so there's no E, and Pure stands for Producing Unmatched Results, PUR.golf. And if they want the discount, just I'll have them inundate my vice president's email, tim@pur.golf.
All right. Well, thanks to Tim. We're having this conversation, and I look forward to meeting him, too. All right. Have a safe trip, my friend. All right.
Yeah, and that is, thanks much.
You bet. David Swan, Pure Golf. And it looks interesting as I look on the website.
No, it's awesome. I am a full believer in these machines that you utilize to help.
I told you. All these gadgets, John Rager.
No, don't go there.
No, you know where I'm going. Tin Cup.
Tin Cup. That's on the ring.
That's one of the great visualizations. Kevin Costner, he looks like the Tin Man and freaking Wizard of Oz as he's walking up there. He can't move. He's got so much, you know what, around on him. And that's a classic. That's what I think about some of these gadgets that people come up
with. No, these putting gadgets are so well done and so useful for understanding putting, understanding what you can do.
I tell you what, John, one of us is going to get out of him who that golfer was, that Ryder Cup guy, when we meet him.
I was going to say,
we are definitely getting that out of him. I can attest to you that, you know, one of the things I did in the past, we owned a golf club manufacturing company, and we had accessories, and we had things like that. And, you know, so there's a lot of research and development goes into products. It's just not easy just to sketch it down on paper and come up with something. There's a lot that goes into the manufacturing and design and the production of a gadget like this. And we call them gadgets. You know, maybe that's an old school term. It is a training aid, teaching aid, and the proof in the pudding. And from what I've seen on the website and hearing some of the testimonials from some of the outstanding PJ teaching pros that are using it, I think the proof's in the pudding on this. I think he's got something there. It is pricey, but I can tell you right now, you're going to go out and spend $250 on a putter these days, so you better you know, why not spend $250 on something that will help you putt better? And maybe you'll find that putter, not the teaching aid. You can buy the teaching aid for $250, and maybe you'll find the putter in the trash. It'll be a treasure box in the trash.
You're not buying a Scotty Cameron then for $600 or $800 then.
That's outrageous.
It's
anymore.
Unbelievable how expensive putters can be right now.
Scotty Cameron especially.
Oh,
my God. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back, and we'll talk a little more about some of your experiences at the PGA show, and then we'll have our own to share when we get back. And then we've got to do the John Rager report, and we also got to do Wild Bill's weather report. We'll be back here on the T Florida, brought to you by our good friends at Ice Pick Vodka, Shipyard Brewing and Sea Dogs, and, of course, Michelob Ultra from the 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios down here at Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
The Hippie Shack is St. Pete Beach's newest eating, drinking, and dancing kind of joint.
Yeah, baby! Yeah.
Located at 9655 Blind Pass Road on the Treasure Island Intercoastal. The Hippie Shack is open daily at 11 a.m., providing 60s and 70s vibe with live music every day of the week. Our comfort food and creative menu will take you back to the 60s and 70s with our themed daily great drink specials. The Hippie Shack is the grooviest and coolest new eating, drinking, and dancing kind of joint. The far out and peace spreading Hippie Shack at 9655 Blind Pass Road on the water in St. Pete Beach. Don't be a square. We'll see you there.
Oh, groovy, baby.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, serving Tampa Bay for 29 years, voted the Bay's best wings and sports bar, located across from Tropicana Field, is your sports headquarters and private party destination. Weekly live music, axe throwing, dog park, Rays Bucks and Lightning watch parties, every game, and 95 televisions to guarantee your favorite team's games are always on. Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, Tampa Bay's iconic sports and party headquarters.
Fred here. Welcome to the Sea Dog Treasure Island, a waterfront brew pub with a golf-inspired menu. Known for handcrafted cocktails and a wide variety of award-winning Sea Dog and Shipyard beers brewed right on site. Now serving breakfast daily starting at 8 a.m.
Chef Charlie here, featuring our homemade family recipes. Come try Big Mama's homemade biscuits and gravy, our award-winning shrimp and grits, and our handcrafted Maine lobster Benedict.
Located on the water, just walking distance to the Treasure Island Beach. Enjoyment for all ages. Cheers.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connections on the tee, Florida. Bill Butner sitting across from me, and of course, John Rager up there in St. Augustine Beach, brought to you by our good friends at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, and of course, Sea Dogs Brewery, Ice Pick Vodka. No Ice Pick Vodka for you today. No soup for you today, buddy boy.
No Patty today.
No Patty today.
Wow.
You know, you can grab your own cocktail. I have an open tap for you guys on the way. It's just not the same.
It's not the same. No.
You don't even want a drink unless she's around.
Well, I don't want to hug you to get the drink. Trust me.
I guarantee you're not. Your ass is not hugging me.
No.
I can't unsee that now.
I know. Hey, where's the 8-iron cane?
Oh, I've advanced. I'm moving on. I'm ready to rock and roll. I'm playing golf now.
Hey, I had the Eckerd College baseball team, several of the kids.
With Josh?
Yeah, and three seniors. Great guys. Had them on Saturday.
Okay.
And you are a legend over there. They all knew you were using an 8-iron. Was it an 8-iron?
It's 6-iron.
6-iron for a cane.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. I went to basketball games with the cane. And
you just wanted sympathy.
Well, I would love to have it, but you know, I knew I wouldn't use it here because I wouldn't get it.
I got to get over there and see them girls. All right, so we're going. All three of us are going to the show at separate times. What day are you going over?
I have the basketball game. Eckerd has basketball games on Wednesday, so probably Thursday.
I would go when you're there or John's there, but I promised a good friend, my good friend, who I'll make sure you meet. He'll be there all week, Mark Egli. I want to be there for his award and take some pictures, shoot a little video for him.
What day is that?
That's Wednesday.
Okay.
So I'll be the Lone Ranger, but yep. We're going to be represented for 3 days.
I could go first thing in the morning and be there till, you know, one or two.
Yeah.
Make it back.
He's getting his award at four.
Oh, boy. Not me.
Yeah. He's getting his award at four. So, anyway. So, we'll be there, and we'll have our own stories. We'll do some wheeling and dealing, as they say. And you were talking about 1 year you just killed it. You guys had won. You were playing with Arnie and...
Oh, that was the Tour Pro Club Pro over at Grasslands when Jay Overton and I won it. And that was awesome, obviously, being around all the guys, Payne Stewart and Andy Bean and Scott Hoke. Everybody
lived. Was that one of your favorite memories?
Yeah, I mean, one of them, yeah. Obviously, this tonight's a favorite memory because it's just you and I here. But,
oh, yeah. It's,
hey, hey, Mike. You know,
I'm getting.
Notice he didn't say that. I remember John Rager playing that tournament. He didn't even know who the hell I was playing in that tournament. So, you know, Arnie Payne, John.
Oh, yeah. Everybody that lived at Bay Hill there, Scott Hoke and Payne and Greg Norman, all the whole crew.
Did you play in that, John?
The pro I played in that tournament with was a gentleman named Peter Jordan. And, you know, Peter showed up to Bloomingdale one day. And this is when we had, you know, all those golf professionals. We already had like five PGA Tour pros and three LPGA Tour pros and Champion Tour pros and European Tour pros. And Peter just shows up because he heard that we had a nice place at the Bloomingdale Golfers Club and we catered to some pro members and things. And he walks in and my mentor, Bobby Strickland, and I were standing there. And Peter goes, "Hey, I want to be a pro member here." And Bobby goes, "Well, you know what? That's great. Here's an application. Fill it out. We'll accept you. It'd be $200 a month." And Peter goes, "$200 a month? This is the time when they had like the Ben Hogan tour." He goes, "$200 a month? You've never had a Ben Hogan tour player, have you, here?" And Bobby and I go, "Hey, Peter, follow us." And we walk into the lobby, and we've got pictures of everybody who's affiliated with the club. You know, I mean, you know. Yeah, we got LPGA major champions. We got PGA Tour. Here's Lee Jansen. There's Marco Dawson. There's, you know, and he goes, "Okay, I'll write the check." And we said, "Now, Peter, you know, we have reverse incentives here. The better you get, the less you have to pay. Okay, so if you're a PGA Tour pro, you get your card. You don't have to pay dues anymore, but you have to wear our logo on your clothing." And he goes, "It's a deal." So he ended up getting his PGA Tour card and played, you know, and I helped him out quite a bit. And but Peter actually went out there after his tour career. He was a hell of a player, but he actually went out there and caddied on the PGA Tour for a number of years. So, you know, we had a blast down there at the club and tour pro. In fact, I think Brian Clare was still playing at that time, and we got to play with him. I got to play with one of my ex junior golfers that I coached in college. Greg Kraft played in that tournament, so it was quite an event. And that's right, you won it because the two best players in the field won it. And Jay Overton, yeah, he's a club pro, but he actually played on the PGA Tour as a club pro. And there's a whole story behind that. But you guys were the two obvious best players in the tournament that day.
Well, we were fortunate. Well, I was fortunate because he was not truly a club pro. He truly was a phenomenal player, and obviously that was the advantage we had. We had two balls going in each hole, and Jay had that attitude where he was going to make birdie on every hole, and he was phenomenal.
Well, you know, I got a funny story about Jay Overton because Jay, you know, he always wore those half sweaters because it was always his day, had a bad back, you know, and he wore those glasses that would change colors all the time. And when I first got in the business, I was scared to death of him.
Right? Everybody, you know, was.
I was scared.
He was just a tyrant. I mean, he was tough. He came from Pinehurst, and he got the job over there at Innisbrook, and he ran it so tight a ship. It was impressive.
It was really tough. And in fact, I would talk to him. He would never talk to me. But then one day I played in the tournament. And I shot the course record. I shot 63, and I beat him by a couple shots. And finally, he talked to me. He actually acknowledged my existence. And but I tell you what, he was. I tell you what, people give bad stories about him. We had our business school. You used to go to business schools when you became a PGA member. You go to a resort somewhere, and you would study for a week and take a test. Now they have like PGA University, or you could go to college and get a degree and become a PGA golf professional. But in those days, you'd go to a resort. Well, Jay was in my first business school. He was the host. We had resume day, And so he said, hey, everybody submit their resume by Thursday. I'm going to read them, and then I'm going to critique them. So Friday comes, and, you know, we submit them Thursday. Friday comes, and he goes, hey, here's what I think. And there's like 200 people in this class. Well, there's 198 resumes sitting on a table in one stack. There's like two. There's like one and then one. So there's one, and there's like 198. Well, there's a big garbage can there, and he says, here's what I think about you guys. And he takes all 198 resumes, and he throws them in the garbage can. This is what I think about you and your resume.
No, that's Jay. That was Jay.
That was Jay? So, I'm a rabble-rouser sitting in the back of the class. No wonder he didn't like me. And I go, you know, I'm sitting there. I'm getting kind of like, what the heck just happened? So then he says, well, here's the one that almost made it but didn't make it. So this kid stands up, and he goes, you know what? You got a great resume, but you got facial hair. I'll tell you what. I wouldn't hire you if you have facial hair. You're out. And so the kid goes, well, my boss, he's like president of the North Florida PGA. And Jay goes, I wouldn't hire him either. And he takes the resume and he throws it in there. So then the one resume that makes it, this kid stands up. And he goes, stand up. And this guy stands up. And remember that movie, Revenge of the Nerds? And you got blonde-haired guy with the sport coat and the, you know, the cropped hair and everything. Looks like, you know, Barbie doll Ken, you know. This guy stands up and says, Jay goes, this is a resume. And he's going down all the things. And look at his references. You know, Gerald Ford, ex-president of the United States. You know, Neil Armstrong, first man on the moon. And then he's got, like, Jack Nicklaus, greatest golfer of all time.
Jesus Christ.
A friend of mine are sitting in the back. We're slowly sitting in the back. And we went, and I shouted out, bullshit, like that. it's Tourette's syndrome. It just came out, and everybody turned and looked at me. And no wonder Jay didn't like me. And Jay goes, "What are you doing? Why would you say that?" And I go, "I could make all that up too. I really could. I mean, you want references? I'll just make it up, but just like this guy did, right?" And so then we're at the end of the day, and then Jay reads the whole group, the Riot Act. I mean, it was the toughest business school I've ever been to. It was just absolutely brutal, and, you know, Bill can attest to this. We felt so bad at the end of the day, like, we're just going to quit golf. We're going to quit the golf business. We're going to find something else to do. He just beat the crap out of us like you're at boot camp for golf.
Yeah.
And so I'm sitting in the front of the class, and he looks at me, and he points at me, and he makes an announcement to the class. He goes, now, it's 12 noon. When you go out that door, and I'm like, oh, no, we're going to get the big lecture. He goes, when you go out that door, it's open bar on me, lunch on me, golf on me, go play. If you get too drunk playing, stay in a hotel overnight. It's all on me. Thank you for being here at this week's PJ Golf School.
And I'm like Bobby Knight.
Not far off.
Bobby Knight. And then, of course, he didn't talk to me for 2 years until I actually beat him in a tournament. And then all of a sudden, he talked to me.
He had 4 a.m. staff meetings, suit and tie. You got to be.
My God.
And he'd have a white glove to check for dust.
Dude, George S. Patton and Bobby Knight combined in the golf world.
I mean, there was, you know, the Bobby Knights of the golf world, and he got the job done, and Innisbrook was phenomenal for it.
Hey, John Rager, you in the back of the room there, that reminds me of the classic, the cinematic classic also, Animal House, if you remember that.
I do remember that. Yeah, and they were in the trial there or the hearing or whatever.
That was a young, brash John Rager. You would have fit right into that movie, Animal House.
Hey, Bill, I got to tell you this on this one. So with Jay, it took me years and years and years to get to know him. And, you know, and we developed a great deal of mutual respect, you know, based on whatever we were doing in the golf industry. You know, he kind of liked what I was doing, and it took years to work up to that. And we became pretty good friends. But I used to kid him all the time as I got to really know him well, because I said, Jay, I said, I understand your your staff training program. My God, you've placed 100 head golf professionals in the golf business. I mean, it's phenomenal how you've nurtured and mentored, and you've got like over 100 golf pros or head pros at all these clubs over there. I said, I know your secret. And he goes, what's that? I said, well, these staff meetings, these legendary staff meetings, we novices out there, you know, that, you know, weren't part of those staff meetings would call it your Be Like Me seminars, if you know, Be Like Jay Overton seminars. And sure enough, these guys would actually show up in half sweaters and the glasses that would change colors, and they would act like him, dress like him, talk like him, try to swing like him, and the whole deal. But what a great compliment. He's probably one of the greatest club professionals, tour professionals in the world. And he's down there in the Dominican Republic, and he's down there at a beautiful place, and Julius Iglesias, one of his members, and you know, Jay is just doing so well.
Julio, not Julio. Julio. Julio.
Hey, well, you know, I didn't use the Spanish pronunciation. I used the Yankee one, so sorry.
I'm just kidding. Hey, you got about a minute to do the Wild Bill's weather report, my man. We're up against it.
Uh-oh.
Well, we do have Wild Bill's weather report brought to you by Yank and Crank. This is what golfers wear if they're extreme fishing. YankandCrank.com/Sloppify.com. Hey, listen, the Wild Bill weather report right now, it is raining everywhere in Florida. It's cold. It's rainy. It's average temperature about 52 degrees out there right now, so it's a good day to be inside and watch golf on the Golf Channel, especially from the Amex Championship out there in Palm Springs. So YankandCrank.com/Sloppify.com. Buy a hat. We appreciate Bill Stereau as his support of the golf show, and we hope that maybe next week's Wild Bill Golf Weather Report will be from the PGA Show, and it'll be nice and sunny, but we'll all be inside, you know, schlepping and networking.
Hey, you know what? We didn't need Wild Bill's weather report from you. I just had to ask old Billy Button here how his hips feeling and how my arthritis is, man. We can tell you what the weather's doing. That's all freaking.
We can feel it.
That's how sad and pathetic we are these days. Yeah, we don't need a weather report. I can tell you it's colder than hell out there, and it's kicking in. So, John, I'll talk to you sometime over the weekend. Great job bringing Clemmie Perry into the conversation. She's an outstanding woman, and congratulations on braving it and playing your first round since the old hit.
First nine holes.
Hey, one final thing, and this is for Bill. Now that your hip's better and you're playing again, I still need three shots aside.
The way I'm hitting it, it'll take a while.
Hey, I'm gonna negotiate on his behalf. You're not giving him three strokes.
Not the way I'm doing now.
No. You're not giving them. I'll be the broker on this deal, buddy boy. Good luck on Monday. We're gonna want to hear about that. And that's at Pasadena. That's the first tee fundraiser. Brittany Lynch will come.
Brittany and friends.
Very, very cool event. John, what do you got going on this weekend?
Well, actually, this weekend, just get ready for the PGA show. Actually, I've got to answer a ton of emails. I know you do too, and. The PJ show is, again, for our listeners, is something you can't go to, but it's something that it's a great networking opportunity. It's a great time to see all the new toys, and I'm going to be spending a lot of time getting ready for that show and getting over there and enjoying it. I've been doing this since 1980 at the PJ show, looking forward to another great week. And hopefully, I know I won't see him on Wednesday, but say hello to Mark Egley, who's going to win a Lifetime Achievement Award at the PJ Show. That's our friend from Iowa that's been on our show quite a bit.
All right, from the Ferg's 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios, I'm Mike Rickard for John Rager, Bill Butner, and of course, David Swan, Joe Boudreau, Matt on the controls. Thanks for listening to On the Tee Florida. And as always, God bless you. God bless America. Remember to keep it in the short grass and hit them straight.